Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Thursday, presented by...
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Gets giving going.
You the Friday energy that need, that we
constant
need.
Friday energy.
We constantly need the Friday energy going through our veins at all times. So thanks to Monster Energy Ultra, we got that.
Yep.
All right, Fran. Well, first off, first thing I want to talk about is
yes.
Last podcast, we said that Canadians don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but... What we meant to say.
Our Thanksgiving. Like, there is Canadian Thanksgiving. Yes.
And it's in October.
Yes.
And they do all of the same
well
stuff.
Well aware.
It's just not like on they don't, the day of our
right,
Thanksgiving.
They don't celebrate Thanksgiving on the third Thursday of November.
Right. So I want to
or
say sorry to
Thursday. No, third for Thursday.
All the Canadians out there who felt like, you know, we weren't aware of them celebrating Thanksgiving, because we are. But we were being selfish, and we were talking about our Thanksgiving, and you know what? We're not going to be selfish anymore. You guys celebrate Thanksgiving. Justin Bieber celebrates Thanksgiving. Drake celebrates Thanksgiving. And we just have to clear that out. People were in my DMs and Chicks in the Office DMs. Not that they were angry. They just wanted us to take notice, and I said that I would. So here we are. Second thing, Love Island has consumed our lives once again, and we finished another season.
We did.
I finished season 3 within 2 days. Like, I started a while ago,
yeah,
and then picked back up on it on Sunday or Monday, and I'm done.
Yeah.
We're recording right now on Wednesday. I finished it.
Mine was more of a slow roll. Like, I did like a couple episodes a day, if that. But you just steamrolled through like the last 15.
No, I was Zendaya in Euphoria. Like, I just could not stop watching. Last night, I sat on my couch from 5:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And didn't watch anything except Love Island. Yeah. I did take a short break and performed a Britney Spears concert in my shower last night.
Oh,
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was just one of those moods I was in where I really just wanted to like be a pop star in the shower. So I put on all of my Britney hits. I literally made
Love
a playlist. I did a little bit of Every Time.
Yeah.
I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman. Yep. I did Toxic. I did I'm a Slave
a full
for
set.
You. I did a full set.
A full
in the
set.
Shower. I'm not kidding. Choreographed and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I acted like, hand up, I acted like I was on stage at the VMAs and I was having like a very powerful moment when I was singing Every Time. I was thinking about like if I was Britney on stage singing that, and then I'm a Slave for You. Obviously, I pretended I had a snake around my shoulder. I really put on a full-ass concert in the shower last night, thanks to Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. That was my workout for the night.
I don't normally sing in the shower, but I actually was singing this morning in the shower. I woke up with a little bit longer stuck in my head, and I was just like shampooing, like, got the news today. Like, it was just kind of sad. It was
you
kind
don't
of a
sing
sad
in the shower?
Vibes. Well, I normally,
it's my favorite place to do it.
I know, but I'm normally listening to stuff, but it happens when I have a song stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it happened this morning. I just woke up and that song was stuck in my head. I do, and I like to listen to music while I'm in the shower also, which I am singing, but I'm also just kind of like humming along or listening or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I've just been playing my Christmas my full like Christmas playlist that I have that's like whatever, like 70 songs or something that I just play on shuffle. And so then I'm just like, you know, bopping around.
Scrubbing and bopping around. Yeah, at the
like
suds
in, just like Jingle Bell Rock, you know.
Soap going everywhere. Yep. I literally got the bathroom soaked last night. I it's just because the shower is the only place where I can be myself, full pop star without anybody getting annoyed.
Can Hank hear you? Oh, well.
He wasn't home when this was happening.
Okay, okay. I was going to say, was Hank in the apartment?
No, yeah, he was in the shower with me. He actually saw the whole show. Just kidding. Sorry, guys. Didn't want to give you that visual, but I did. No, he was not home. This was something I did on my spare time to take a break from Love Island. I need to just clear my mind from this show. So I did that with the little help of Brittany.
Now, guys, if you are planning on watching season 3 and you don't want anything spoiled, or if you haven't, or you're watching season 3 and you're not done yet, this is the time to skip over this part.
Do you think that we're going to talk about... I wasn't really going to talk about the ending. Or
because I was going to talk about my favorite people.
I want to talk about my favorite people too, but
what's the point
of
saying we finished if we can't talk about it?
You're right. Okay. our favorite people are.
Which is why I'm saying right now, I'm going to alert you all again. Wee woo, wee woo, wee woo. If you haven't watched season 3, or if you're going to watch season 3 and you don't want to know what happened, hit the next button find the next time the segment. Yeah.
Skip through this.
Skip through like the next couple minutes.
Yes. All right, Fred. So who are your favorites from season 3?
Okay. It's not even close, and it's a runaway that it's Camille and Jamie. It's like not even close. And obviously, there's a different experience watching it 2 years later, right? Because you find out that some of the couples that you did really like broke up. So you're like, oh, well, fuck that. Like, obviously, shit's not going to work out.
Chris is dating a girl from Little
Mix. Chris is dating a girl from Little Mix.
So we knew him and Olivia.
Unbelievable. Jerry from Little Mix.
We knew that they weren't going to win anyway. Olivia and Chris and stay together anyway because they broke up every other day on the show.
I said Jerry, it's Jesse.
Okay, so take away the R's, add the S. Yep. Jesse.
Yep.
The thing is, I didn't really hate Olivia and Chris, but I kind of hated them at the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, this is getting annoying as fuck. You guys,
they
clearly
got their own show, I think.
They did. Shit hit the fan with arguments. And the thing is, no shit. They are the least compatible people I've ever seen for each other.
Yeah.
They do not get along. I don't know if Olivia will ever get along with anybody, but they definitely don't click.
Definitely. Like, Kem and Amber were super cute, too, but I was like, I don't know where this is going. Plus, you just...
Loved Kem and Amber.
I know. There are just always, like, spoilers when you're watching or you look somebody up on Instagram and all of a sudden you're stalking every member and you're like, oh, shit, this is where they all are now. Mm-hmm. But, which is why I think Camilla and Jamie are my favorite because they are still together and in love and adorable. And I'm just so happy for Camilla. What a nice, beautiful human being.
Just a beautiful soul. Blessed.
Like, inside and
out.
Just unbelievable.
I forgot what I was going to say about one of the characters. Oh, Gabby was a fan, ended up not being a fan towards the end. I liked Marcel.
Marcel cheated on her. That's why they broke up. I Googled everybody's couples.
Maybe I don't fucking like Marcel.
I know,
then.
Right?
I take that
like,
back.
Damn. I when I found that out, I was like, well, shit, Marcel.
Well, you know what? I trusted you, Marcel. And now I take that back. Mm-hmm. I didn't really love Montana. Even though
I really liked Montana.
She kept getting voted the favorite, and I kept thinking she was just fake as fuck. Like I was.
Oh,
like,
I liked her. I thought she was nice.
I there was something about it that was a little fake to me. And then at the end, when she was saying she was getting sick of Camilla, come on, that's your best friend throughout the entire season. You have 2 days left.
Yeah,
you can't just hold that in at this point.
Yeah.
And
she definitely didn't really like Alex. So.
No,
like they really milked that one.
They
to
milked
get to
that,
the end.
And I have to say, Tyla, she sucked.
Yeah, I didn't really like Tyla.
Did not like Tyla.
There wasn't really a lot of girls that came in and out that I didn't that like I loved, just because I don't know. Like there, none of even the ones that were sent home earlier, I was like, whatever. None of them I loved. Mm-hmm. Georgia, I really liked. Well, it was weird because we watched the challenge, so Theo and Georgia both came from Love Island season 3 to be on the challenge. So like we watched them on the challenge first and then went back and watched them on Love Island season 3. And my expectations were fulfilled. Like, Theo was kind of a dick, and I love Georgia on the challenge, and I thought she was lovely on Love Island.
Yeah, didn't like Theo, wasn't a fan of Theo whatsoever. Liked Georgia after the whole Kem thing. Like, when she picked Kem, I was so mad.
Yeah.
So but
she
mad.
Didn't know that, but then, she didn't know that they were boyfriend and girlfriend. She missed, she didn't see that part.
Right, right, right. That's what they say. But anyways, I liked her after that. And when she got over it and she was like, okay, I'm not going to even go near Kem, clearly, because they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
What truly blew my mind was when I was stalking all the couples afterwards and saw that Jess and Dom did get together after the show, and they're married with a baby.
They're married with a baby. A success story.
A Love Island baby.
From Love Island. They didn't even make it to the end. But good for them.
I know. It's just, those are, I liked seeing that because there have been some seasons that have produced no couples that are still together. So that was nice to see.
I don't know which season I'm going to watch next. I guess 4.
You have to finish 4.
But did you like season 3 or 4 better?
3.
Oh, see, this is why I can't watch 4.
No,
because I liked 5 the best. I liked 5 better than 3, even though I liked 3. But still, 3 wasn't like that crazy to me.
I think 4, I don't know. I'm all messed up because I like forget what happened already because I watched 4 first and then I watched 5 and then I watched 3. So now like 3 is fresh in my mind, but then like we see everything that goes on with 5 still because that's the most recent one. So like 4, I don't even like remember everything that happened, but I did really like 4 too. You just have to finish 4. You do.
I will, just because I need something to fill the void of not and you're having not
gonna,
3 anymore.
Like, you're not going to watch... I feel like too old. Much time has passed to watch 1 and 2 at this point, you know?
Yeah, it's too old
like,
for
it's
me.
Just too many years. Plus, 6 could be coming any day now. Soon.
It's coming very soon, and I am
winter
fucking excited.
Or like 5 winter season, whatever they're going to call it.
I don't know when it's coming out,
season.
But I know that it's coming out soon because they put up a promo
they
the other day.
They put up a promo that
with
was
nothing. With no amazing. Date or anything. We'll see, though. Hopefully it's within the next 2 months. Somebody said they heard it was the 8th of January, which
that would absolutely be amazing.
But if they're lying to me, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be really pissed.
Yeah, so am I.
I need it back in my life.
All right. I think that's...
That wraps up. Yeah. So you could start listening again.
Also, like, I'm glad that seeing the way the show has moved, and I guess they have now focused more on like mental health, like watching season 3 and then being like, holy shit, this guy is dead. I was just like, oh my God, this is like a kind of a weird,
very weird, eerie feeling
just because I didn't know that when I started watching. But when I, like I said, when you do like the social media stalk into everybody, like after the season, I was like, oh my God, okay. And then I did remember because I've stalked Georgia before and I remember when Georgia had posted about it, but
crazy.
So crazy. And thankfully,
but it seems like Love Island has really stepped up the
They should, because it seems like obviously Mike had some dark issues, but this show clearly didn't help them, and it seems like they have made some changes, so that's good.
Yeah. All right, well, that wraps up the Love Island season 3.
Yeah,
so you could start listening now, although who knows if people are just going to skip past it and then they'll never listen to us because we told them to not listen to that part.
Yeah.
But anyways,
here we are.
We have a new segment that was suggested by somebody. Shout out to that person. I will find your name at some point because I lost the DM.
Yeah.
But I want to give them the proper credit. So I'm going to scroll back, but not right now because I feel like that will take too long.
Okay.
Or maybe I could do it. Hold on.
You could find it. Oh, while you look for it, I'm just going to tell everybody that Tuesday night I went to go see Cher. And if you have the opportunity to go see Cher and this tour, go see it because it is just a grand time. You will be the youngest person there. There's a lot of old people, but Cher really just gets the people going. It was awesome.
Okay,
oh,
I found her name.
Perfect.
Yes.
That was a great little interlude.
Her name is Kaylee Byers, and she DM'd
Shout
us.
Shout out, Kaylee.
Y'all should do a conspiracy segment about celebrities, like have people send in their conspiracies, and you decide if you think they're true or not.
Love it.
So I love this idea, and I think that it would be really fun if people sent in their favorite celebrity conspiracy theories. Yeah. You could send them to @chicksintheoffice, or you can send them to our personal Instagrams,
yeah,
@MariaChiffo, @FrancescaMariano. We will be reading them. We're going to pick our favorite ones every Monday, because we're not going to do "Whoa, did I just send that?" anymore. We're going to take a break from that unless one day we bring it back. Who knows?
Who knows?
But
it's
right
going
now,
in the vault.
It's going in the vault. We're going to change segments. We think that this one will be really fun. So make sure you send us your favorite conspiracy theories, and then we'll do a deep dive.
Like the Chicks Conspiracy Corner.
I feel like I'll make like detective music as like an intro. Yeah. So something like detective.
Three C's.
Yeah, the Chicks.
Chicks Conspiracy Corner. Ooh. Conspiracy Corner.
Conspiracy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. And then you have dramatic music.
And then you play the music.
Okay, well.
Like the, yeah.
That sounds wonderful. Maybe there's some dramatic music in now.
Like the SVU music.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. And then we'll do a deep dive into it. We'll let you know if we think it's true or not. We'll go back and forth. Is it true? Is it not true? Pros, cons.
I'm calling it now. Rhea's going to be falling for a lot of conspiracy theories.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't like conspiracy theories.
Really?
Sometimes I'm just like, that's stupid. I'm not going to believe that.
Okay.
Other times, I get really trapped. Like Avril Lavigne, who knows? But anyways, let's get into today's podcast topics. To be honest, it hasn't been the most exciting week in pop culture.
It's been... this is what happens. It's the end of the year, Thanksgiving, the holidays. Everybody kind of just
chills out, lays low,
you know, which is super fair. Like, that's just that time. We want to do the same thing. So that's how it is.
Well, we don't want to do the same thing. We want to cover the drama, but they're not giving it to us because they're trying to enjoy their holidays.
Well, I'm saying it's the holiday. Everybody tries to enjoy their holiday.
Yeah,
I mean, we still want to work and do our job, obviously.
Yeah, We're going to LA next
week. Very understandable. We are, yes.
For work. So that's fun. Okay. Anyways, let's get into the topics. We have the Alyssa Violet, FaZe Banks, and now Jake Paul drama, because Jake Paul has to get involved in everything. Kylie Jenner and Drake rumors. We have an update to their romance. High School Musical, the musical, the series is actually good. Jason Momoa and Chris Pratt got into a little tiff about Chris Pratt's water bottle. Jason Derulo's Anaconda picture on Instagram was removed.
Travesty.
And we have a great interview with Noah Cyrus, which I have to say, I gotta get out in front of this. I just blanked out at the end of the interview and was like, all right, that wraps it up. So if you think that the interview ended abruptly, it's because it did, because I blanked out and I got stuck and I couldn't think of a question fast enough. And you know what? It happens. Okay. It happens.
I forgot about that.
You're allowed to do that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You're allowed to have a moment and mess up.
I looked
and
at Rhea
I had
to,
a
like,
moment
to be like, okay, do you want to ask something? You're like, all right, that's it.
My brain just completely froze. I got nervous and I said, all right, that wraps it up. So if it ends abruptly, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Starting off with the Alyssa Violet drama.
Don't tell me you're sorry, cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught. But you put on quite a show. Really had me going. But now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing. That was quite a show.
Let's break it down.
Yeah.
Alyssa Violet dated FaZe Banks and Jake Paul.
Yes.
She dated
Jake Paul first.
Before FaZe Banks, and then she dated FaZe Banks. And FaZe Banks made a video with Alyssa Violet going after Jake Paul, like saying he's disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. Then they started dating.
Before we get into it even more, can you explain who FaZe Banks even is for
FaZe
the people
Banks
listening?
Is also a YouTuber, and he's like a gamer type YouTuber, I think. And there's a whole group
of them.
He's
in the gaming world.
He's the whole group of them is called FaZe, and he's FaZe Banks. His real name is Ricky.
Yeah.
I like to refer to him as Ricky from going forward.
Alyssa Violet, very also popular YouTube.
Yes, Alyssa Violet.
It's like, and was in Team 10.
Was in Team 10, former Team 10. Then she was in the Cloud House, which is like a rival to Team 10. Now she lives with Chantel Jeffries, Wolfie Cindy Kimberly, AKA, and one other person all that in I know one she house? Lives. Yeah, they live. They all My live together. God. They call it the girls' room.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like...
Which is a blast.
It's just a bunch of beautiful women in one house. They're all stunning.
All stunning. Yeah. Seems like they have a lot of fun. They're living the life in LA. They have millions of followers, millions of friends.
Yeah, seriously.
Rich as hell from YouTube. It's going great for her now.
Yeah.
But it was not going great for her when she broke up with Ricky, aka FaZe Banks. Somebody tweeted last night, "How did you find out you were being cheated on?" She quoted it and wrote, "I was asleep upstairs with our dogs and he wasn't next to me. So I checked our guest house and caught him naked in bed with a random girl."
Yeah.
Then FaZe Banks tweeted, "I love you." And Alyssa Violet was having none of that.
None of it.
Because she responded with text messages from him saying, because he was like, "Liz, I love you." And then she said, "I love you. Did you love me when you were hooking up with a random whore at our home? Did you love me when you Snapchatted that girl in Vegas to come fuck you when I was at dinner with you?" He wrote, "Dude, what the fuck is this? I always kept my promises." She wrote, "Did you love me when I was in Orlando for my cousin's wedding and you hooked up with a girl in our bed?" There's more, guys. There's more.
It goes on.
"Did you love me when I've been asking for 5 months to help out with our dogs, but you told me to ship them to my parents in Ohio because it was too much for you?" Sorry, there's so many, but it's like out of order. Oh, I think she deleted some. "Did you love me when you texted that girl that you were on your way to her hotel room at 6 a.m. to get weird while I was sleeping next to you? Did you love me when you said you were at Highlight Room, but I had your location and you were at a random apartment complex for 2 hours?
So it goes on and on.
It goes on and on.
And then FaZe
There's
Banks,
so many of them. Sorry, but they're all out of order because she like didn't
move. Yeah, whatever's going on. But she, so then he posted a whole.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I found the rest of them.
Okay.
"Did you love me when you broke 8 of my phones? Did you love me when you smashed in the back of Chantel's window of her car that she gave me? Did you love me when you fucked all the girls I was worried about while we were dating after the breakup?" Okay, that was the last
one. That was the last one?
Yep.
Okay. And then Banks went and posted like screenshots of some notes on Twitter of his statement where he basically, it was also very long. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Of him... He started it with like, "Oh, if I could list like all the things that Alyssa did wrong, but I'm not going to do that because we both messed up," and really tried to glaze over everything and just make it seem like they both did things that were messed up, that he thought they were like now in an okay place because they broke up in July. So he was saying like this happened a year ago and, you know, they broke up in July and now it's all coming out now. And that, you know, he'll always love her, always have love for her. And just, it was corny as hell, kind
of. Yeah, see, this is why I believe all of those things that Alyssa Violet wrote. Because, first of all, how do you make up all of those? It was too much energy. Right. Second, because...
A lot of detail.
I feel like, and maybe she did do some bad things to him. And maybe, you know, obviously there's two sides to every story. But I almost feel like if somebody pissed you off to the point where they just... blew up your spot that much and then they did horrible
Six
things
months
to
later.
I would be like, "Well, you did this and this." To me, it seems like he's guilty because he's not saying what she did, and she's just saying, you know, "I love her, like, you know, we're moving on from this," because he's clearly guilty.
Yeah.
He clearly did those things.
Right.
And he says, like, "It's not as simple as who's right and who's wrong. We were having issues and I did something really stupid and hurtful." Like, so he did fuck somebody in the house.
No, I mean, he for sure was cheating on her, clearly. I just, like, the whole thing is just insane. And it's also one of those things where anytime you're like, "Oh, like, I could name all the bad things that you did, but I'm not going to." Like, okay.
Right. Like,
congrats.
Okay. Because you're wrong, and now you're trying to seem right by not naming the things.
Yeah.
But it seemed like... now Jake Paul jumps in,
This is what I never got to say. "These days, December 13th. So obviously this is, he has a song coming out.
Yeah, he has a song.
Does he sing? Does he rap?
Jake Paul's had a few songs in his day. Play Fuck Jake Paul, Noah, on YouTube. Have you never heard this song?
No, I definitely have, but I didn't know this was like still something he was doing. But not only did he tweet that, he tweeted it with a picture of Jake and Alyssa almost kissing. They're wearing t-shirts that say Jalissa. Maybe an old picture. "Go, go, 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 get it.
get it. Fuck Jake Paul. Let me tell y'all about this fuck Jake Paul.
Turn it.
White fake life.
That's all I need. That's all I need to hear. Great. Looking forward to his next musical number coming out December 13th. But it's just, that is very weird. That is very weird. If I was Tana, I'd be like, could you not like be posting photos of you like almost kissing your ex-girlfriend to promote your new song? But also, she's probably like, post those pictures, get those listens, you know?
Yeah.
Like I can see her being like, yeah, I mean, whatever you need to do to get the clicks. This is going to get them big clicks. People are going to listen to this song, especially now there's all this drama going on with Alyssa Violet.
I don't think Alyssa Violet is going to like what's going on here with Jake Paul.
Is this an old photo?
Yes.
Yeah,
this is when they were dating.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, I definitely wouldn't be happy.
Right, her being used for, in literal promotion for a new song.
A new song saying all the things. And like the cartoon makes it look like, she's the sassy one.
Let me tell you.
Jake Paul's like,
when the YouTube drama goes down and you get into it on Twitter and you see the responses, it's truly addicting.
Like, just looking at Alyssa Violet,
like, just looking at these tweets back to Jake Paul, poor Tana. Hopefully one day someone will value and respect her. What happened to Jana? I'm shook. So many people are freaking out. Jake, is that true? Were you the girl in the bed with the face? That's funny.
This, if you type in Alyssa Violet,
Jake Joseph Paul, WTF are you doing?
She was trending, and one of the top tweets is this one.
I saw a lot this morning. There are some good ones.
Alyssa Violet is the prime example of hot ass girls dating ugly dudes, and then the ugly dudes end up treating the girl like she's the ugly one. Facts.
Mm, crazy.
She's absolutely gorgeous. FaZe Banks, not.
Yeah.
Not. Now I'm reading all these.
I know.
People are just, this is when the YouTube streets get wild, when people just post pictures of people's faces and are right, this dude cheated on Alyssa Violet. And it's absolutely tearing FaZe Banks' looks apart.
It's also so, people take it so seriously, which
she wrote about was pretty.
Pretty
pissed.
But it's like, FaZe Banks cheating on Alyssa Violet despite knowing what Jake Paul did to her is literally disgusting. Why put a girl through the same damn thing knowing how much it breaks her? Trash.
Why do people...
It's one of those things where it's the YouTube celebrities have that kind of relationship where their fans feel like they really actually know them. You know what I'm saying? Like they're really actually friends. When I feel like it's different with some of these like big A-list celebrities that are like just total mysteries to people. We're like, we don't really know anything about them, but we talk about them because they're celebrities and they have that mystery. And we're like, I wonder what they're doing on their day-to-day life because we have no idea. But the YouTubers, we know what they're doing every day because they're posting it every day.
Right. And then it brings up the question of whether or not people should be knowing this stuff or not know it because their lives are documented on YouTube and whatnot, vlogging. And then it's like, oh, well, we didn't see any of this shit happen.
Yeah.
Where's FaZe Banks cheated on me? YouTube title. I'd click on that.
Although, I'm not going to lie, I have really enjoyed the Baby Yoda being turned into the tea meme. It's really enjoyable.
It's great stuff.
Like, over this part, like, this is just... Describes it perfectly.
So
just
good.
A little baby Yoda holding his little glass of Lipton tea.
I watched one episode of Mandalorian Baby Yoda is as cute as advertised. Yeah. It's, oh my God.
Yeah.
But it's not even Yoda. So it's going to be disappointing when everyone finds out the name.
Right.
And realizes
that
everyone has to stop calling
him Baby Yoda.
But I feel like he's always going to be Baby Yoda. Baby Yo, some might say. I got to watch all the episodes.
Oh boy.
What?
I'm just scrolling through these tweets. It's insane.
Yeah. I don't know. That came out of nowhere from Jake Paul. That is another element to the story, which I'm happy about. We could talk about on group chat. Love when that happens. Love when YouTuber drama happens. Right, Noah? He's not paying attention. It's like he has
both of these rich, crusty, white, hetero men with receding hairlines and declining relevancy really cheated on Alyssa Violet. Like, whoo! Roasted.
Right. And then people would be like,
goodness.
Oh, well, like everyone gets tired of banging a hot girl. Or like, oh, show me a hot girl. I'll show you somebody who's tired banging her. Like, oh, so you're supposed to like cheat on?
Good.
Like, what
Lord.
Does that mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. Then that just defeats everything.
Yeah. Woo. Oh boy. Well, we'll see what happens because now
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Jake Paul, December 13th. Like, how many more Alyssa Violet promos is he going to post?
You know what he did? He did this because she was trending. And he's like, you know what? Alyssa Violet's trending. This song wasn't about her, but now it is.
Now it is. Or he's just had this song, like, done for months.
No,
he's
because
just been waiting.
He started promoting it last week, which is why I'm confused. He wasn't saying it was about Alyssa until today.
Okay, so then, yeah, he probably saw that Alyssa was trending and be like, and now he's making the song about her.
Right. Like, this song was done and finished with.
Yeah, yeah.
Odd. What an odd human being. But
so bizarre.
He did say what I never got to say, so this shit should be good. Alyssa Violet's not going to be pleased with Jake Paul coming back.
I can't believe I'm going to have to listen to the whole song.
It would be so embarrassing. It would be so embarrassing if she ever dated Jake Paul again.
No.
She's so much better than Jake Paul. It's not even close.
I mean, let's not forget that Jake Paul is married right now.
Not really, though.
Not really.
He's definitely not married.
Not really, but his...
supposed
in
to
his
be.
Public image right now he is married.
Yeah,
but Tana just posted this YouTube video where in the title she wrote, I took my girlfriend's phone and flirted with my best friend, prank with a bunch of question marks. She uploaded it on December 3rd, and so it's Noah, so she's referring to Noah as her girlfriend. Everybody's freaking out about it. Is she really her girlfriend? Is this all a joke? Is she just calling her a girlfriend?
Is she just calling her like my girlfriend?
Who knows?
Like, cause sometimes girls will be like, oh, my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, but you're not really saying.
My girlfriend.
Yeah, but you say, oh, my girlfriend. Like my mom, when she talks, oh, my girlfriend at work.
Oh, yeah. But
always
I feel like
my girlfriend at work.
It's definitely an older generation.
It definitely
thing.
Is an older generation. Like, so I don't really say my girlfriend's back on Long Island.
Exactly. Like, I don't know if that's what Tana was talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that happened. So everybody's freaking out about that. There's a whole thing going on. Jake's talking about Alyssa Violet, and now Tana calls Noah Cyrus her girlfriend. Tana also posted on Instagram, it's a picture of the sky, and she wrote, I think I'm going to take a few day break from socials for my brain. Maybe I'll be on IG live tomorrow with my tits out and fine. Who knows? All love to everyone in my life and zero shade to anyone. I just want to take a little time to tell the people I love that I love them and not care about comments or tweets or people's opinion of me for the first time in 6 years. I want to have a conversation with someone without thinking about the internet for 5 minutes. I don't want to fill my heart with doubt posting things I know aren't authentic to the way I feel. Knowing the people who are real fans of me would see right through that facade and hating myself for becoming what I never wanted to. Authenticity has and always will be the most important thing to me, and I think I hate myself most in moments that I stray from that. I don't want to act like I'm happy when I'm not, to maintain an image that isn't true. I'd rather clear my head for sex so that you guys always know when I'm smiling that it isn't fake. I encourage you to do the same. It's so easy to get caught up in the highlight reel. Victimizing myself in any situation is not the route I want to take. I guess I just want to be authentically happy in myself or nothing else. I don't know. Just know that this is just something I want to do for me and not at the fault of anyone else. I want to advocate for authenticity and mental health awareness. I want to advocate for being honest about my emotions. I want to grow. So I'm a do me for a few days. I encourage you to do the same if you're ever feeling down or succumbing to the pressure of the highlight reel. Love you, hookers. I'm going to go look at the sky or some shit. What do you people do other than Instagram?
So I think that's actually very smart of Tana, because I feel
it's nice.
Not that I'm saying her relationship with Jake Paul is fake, but I am saying it's fake because it is fake. And that's probably what she's talking about. Like, I'm lost in this fake world.
Right.
And you get confused. I think it's confusing when you're faking something, then you're not faking something, and then you kind of get it confused.
Well, for her to say authenticity is like what she values the most, I'm like, is it?
Well, I think that's what she means. Like, authenticity is what she values the most. Yeah. And then when she finds herself straying away from that, she's like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So I think that kind of hints to, like, she hasn't been really
totally
real. But we'll see what happens. I'm kind of upset this didn't come out about her calling Noah Cyrus her girlfriend before we interviewed Noah Cyrus.
Right.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
We can't always win here, Fran.
No, we can't. This was one of those ones. This has happened to us before, too.
Bella Thorne.
Yeah, it's always these guys.
When Bella Thorne came in and asked if we wanted to see the nudes on her phone, and then we made a joke like, yeah, we do.
And then
she posted the nudes.
Yep.
Good times. All right, well.
Same kind of situation, Tana. Like, yeah, who knows? There's just always so much going on. It's the same thing with Jake on his Instagram. It's like posting about this song. Everybody's commenting like, what is this? What's going on? Like even Bella Thorne commented on Jake's post and was like, oh, hey, or something. Like it didn't make any sense. I'm like, I'm so freaking confused.
I have to say Alyssa Violet must be not pleased with what's going on.
I'm
I don't think I
very
would be
confused. I would take a break from social media if I was Tana also.
Yeah, I would
like,
take
there's just too much going
all
on.
All of them need to take a break until after Christmas. Please go enjoy your holiday.
Yeah.
Okay.
It won't be Jake. He will be promoting that single every day till it comes out.
December 13th.
Yeah.
You know, he's really taking up Harry Styles' shine.
Yeah, what the heck?
What the fuck, Jake Paul?
Like, can guarantee I will not be listening. I will be listening to Harry Styles and I'm going to have to listen.
You're going to have to listen to
I'm
going to
have to
Paul.
Listen one time, but it's going to be one time and one time only.
One time only. We'll listen together so that he doesn't get two plays.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
You guys know that we are always talking about the Kardashians. The latest are all these Kylie Jenner and Drake rumors. We're not really sure what's going on between them, but there's a lot of insiders and sources and this and that.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Kylie Jenner and Drake. Apparently, they were getting cozy during Halloween and whatnot. Listen, apparently now they wanted to put their relationship to an end once the media found out. I don't know if I believe that there ever was something going on.
Yeah.
I really don't know because, first of all, Travis Scott and Drake are friends. But we have to remember that Kanye and Drake were also friends at one point.
Right.
And then apparently Drake fucked Kim Kardashian. Is that true? I don't know. A lot of signs point towards yes. If you haven't heard this conspiracy before, then you've been living under a rock. Because
You're super in on that one.
Drake literally rapped about going down the block and going and showing up to Kim Kardashian's house. And when that verse was played for Travis... Yeah. During the documentary, they all went wild. They went wild. The reaction made me think this has to be real. But also, I don't know if Drake is that ballsy or if Kim Kardashian is that dumb. Like, I actually respect Kim Kardashian a lot. I really like Kim Kardashian. And it seems like her and Kanye are really dead set on making their marriage work and adjusting to things. So I don't really know if I believe that Kim Kardashian would fuck Drake. I actually don't even think that Kim Kardashian and Kanye fuck. I think that Kim likes herself too much to bang anybody.
Interesting theory. That's another whole different area.
Whole different area. Yeah. I think that I feel like she doesn't bang. She used to.
Yeah. I've never really thought about it. And now that I am, I could see your point. That they just, but do Kim and Kanye love themselves so much that like it works, you know, like Kanye loves himself so much. Kim loves herself so much. It just
that when they have sex, it works.
Yeah.
I see that. I don't know. I think that maybe they just are like to themselves. I don't know. I mean, this is the thing. We think that celebrity relationships are always so different and weird and they must not be doing it. But like they very could
they
be just
be
having sex. You know,
they
are married. They have kids.
They gotta be.
Although, the past has been a surrogate.
Well, that has to do with Kim's health issues.
Kim's health issues. I'm just throwing it out there.
That's not like, hey, Kanye, I really don't want to have sex with you, so we're going to have to do this separately.
Listen, this is just all internet theories. Yes. And
your brain.
And my brain. And now, could Kylie and Drake be possibly getting together.
So it's one of those things where we've really dismissed it in the past because it seemed like maybe a something that the media had just made up, and now like they let it go for a couple months, and now the media is ending it themselves, right? Like they started it and it created headlines for a while, and now they're ending it. So because it's not real, who knows? But Page Six wrote this whole article this week about how they have sources who say the pair did, as has been rumored, become romantically involved the same month Jenner split from Travis Scott, but pals of both stars tell us they won't be coming out as an official couple. When the media caught on, they stopped, said an insider. Neither of them wanted to be publicly seen as a couple. A source close to Jenner told Page Six that the makeup mogul isn't interested in a serious relationship with Drake, in part because the rapper is a notorious womanizer. She's smarter than that, said an insider. They added that the split with Scott makes matters complicated enough without throwing another high-profile relationship into the mix. Drake has known Kylie since she was a kid and even performed at her Sweet 16 in 2013.
See, this is when it always gets weird with Drake.
Yeah.
It always gets weird with Drake. Number one, you said this the other day.
Yeah.
How is Travis Scott any different of a womanizer than Drake?
Like, come on.
Like, let's be real. They're both womanizing.
Yeah.
Left and right.
Oh, up and down.
Up and down, all around.
Inside out.
Inside out. Yeah. Everything. The thing with Drake is that every time there's a story about Drake, there's some underlying, like, he knew Kylie when she was 16 and performed at her birthday party.
Right.
And it's like, oh, okay, now it gets weird because you're saying, but the thing is, I truthfully think that Drake was really friends with the whole Kardashian family. Just they lived in Calabasas. Yeah. They're obviously both really famous. And she has older sisters. It's not like Drake just became friends with Kylie when she was 16 without having the older sisters. But it always gets weird with Drake, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like the Billie Eilish video the other day. People have been asking us to talk about this, so that's why I'm bringing it up. Billie Eilish video for Vanity Fair.
Right, she the three-year thing. Yeah.
And she talked about all the famous people she has in her phone. Every year, and then this year it was, so many people. She named Drake one of them, and she said that she's never met Drake in person, but that Drake and her text, and that Drake is the nicest guy ever.
Right.
That concerns me, because she's 17 years old, and he could be really nice, but they've never met before. Right. So how nice could you be to somebody over text when you haven't met them before?
It is an interesting... It's an interesting thing about Drake, and we like Drake. I've never had a problem. Like, right. Drake seems like a great guy. Seems like a nice guy. But like, where does it become too nice? Where you're like, where an eyebrow like slightly starts to raise? Because you see that Billie Eilish thing, this weird Kylie thing, him and his friendship with Millie Bobby Brown. Exactly. Like, there's been more than one instance where we've now been like, that's slightly odd, but. It could also be absolutely nothing. And they really could be friends. Maybe Drake's giving Billie Eilish some great life advice. Same with Millie Bobby Brown.
The thing with Billie, I totally understand Billie Eilish and him having like a friendship musically wise because they're both in the music industry. Millie Bobby Brown is where my eyebrow raises.
That one's still pretty weird.
15 years old. Drake is what, 31?
Yeah, that one is still pretty
weird. When I was 15 years old, somebody who was 31 to me seemed like they were fucking 70 years old.
Yeah.
You know? But Millie Bobby Brown is also, you know, way more mature than I ever was at 15 years old. So
also they're in the same industry. Like, Millie Bobby Brown isn't a singer.
Yep. That
so
is
maybe he's like giving advice to
That's what I was saying. Billie and Drake kind of make more
sense. Rhea started that statement with, well, I get it, because Billie Eilish and Drake talk about like music things. They're both singers.
All right, I was trying to find the video.
I said with Millie Bobby Brown, it's a little different because she's not a singer. But thank you for joining the conversation in late.
That's really one of my favorite things that Noah does sometimes.
Doesn't listen and then jumps in 5 minutes later and repeats something that we said.
Same thing.
Love it.
Did you say you have the clip? Oh, now he's not listening again.
Classic.
Okay, moving
all right.
on.
You seem like you ended it.
No. We're good. We're done. Good.
Okay. We're talking about Drake and Kylie.
Kylie Jenner and Drake, if they were dating, they're not dating anymore. They probably were never dating to begin with.
They probably bang, though. Like, let's be real.
Who knows? Travis Scott did tweet on December 3rd, make sure the ones closest to you actually for you and vice versa.
Shit. I feel like Drake's low-key a snake. I don't know, but this is, I think people want Drake to be a snake so bad because of this nice guy image that he has.
Yeah. This is also like, I feel like a classic vague tweet that could do with anything, right? Like, he also spelled closest wrong, so it says, make sure the one's closets to you actually for you. He also tweeted, stay one with family, the only thing that truly matters. Stick to your own script, tear out the unnecessary pages, rewrite that shit if need for the best possible ways. Never let fear obstruct your vision. He also had this very thought-provoking tweet.
I don't know if he's writing these.
Who drew the first Santa Claus?
Ooh.
Something to think about.
Travis. Travis, that really made me think for a second.
Something to think about.
This could be the start of something new. It feels so right to be here with you. Oh, and now looking in your eyes, I feel in my heart, the start of something new. I never knew that it could happen till it happened to me. Oh, yeah.
High School Musical, the musical, the series. This show is really good.
Yeah, it
is. All right, let's take it from the beginning, though. When this show was announced, they said they're going to be creating a High School Musical series.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it at all.
Right.
I was like,
I told you the plot.
Right. I was like, I don't want to watch this because, first of all, this is not Troy and Gabriella. This is not Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
How is anybody going to live up to Zac Efron as Troy?
Right.
I mean, when Zac Efron, High School Musical changed my life, for real. It really did. I feel like Troy and Gabriella taught me what love is. I really do. I don't think I really understood. I don't think I really wanted a relationship until I watched High School Musical. I don't know. I was in like fourth grade or whatever when it came out. Maybe not fourth grade. It definitely wasn't fourth grade. But
it's one of the best things you've ever said.
I just feel like they're the reason. It's true. Anyways.
High School Musical wanted...
It changed my fucking life.
Do plays with... boyfriend, like with like a boy.
Well,
like a, you know, be on stage with a love interest.
I'll tell you, there was a kid in my middle school, elementary school, one of my best guy friends, who everyone was obsessed with High School Musical at the time.
Yeah.
Everyone. And this kid was...
He the Troy Bolton.
He was clearly the Troy because he was like sporty, but he also did plays.
Yeah.
Like he did both, but it was kind of a toss up of like who was going to be the Gabriella, you know?
It is.
People just got all the girls. Yeah, it was kind of like a merry-go-round. Nobody really got to be the full-on Gabriella because he dated all of us. All of us.
It's also
and I played
so
King
funny.
Louis. Like, I didn't play Gabriella in the school play. I played King Louis. I played
those were the kind of parts
ape.
You were getting.
Yeah, I played a boy ape.
Yes.
So I don't think Gabriella was really my calling, but it is what it is.
Oh, man. It is very funny that at... That it had such an impact that now, like, any kid or whatever, like, if you're playing sports and doing musicals, like, you're like the Troy Bolton.
You're
like,
Troy
it's
Bolton.
Just, like, the universal. You're like, oh, that kid's like a Troy Bolton. Like, it's just become, like, a label of a type of person.
Exactly. And just like I talked about how I like to perform in the shower musically-wise and become a pop star, I also would spend my times in the shower just... And this, you could tell me if this is psycho or if this is normal, because I have no idea. But
I would love to know the total amount of hours you've spent in the shower, because it's a lot of water.
I love showers, and I feel like showers are where I could be my...
You've talked about this before, your true self.
True self. And in the shower, I would pretend that I was in the High School Musical life.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I was friends with
Gabriella.
You put
on full-blown plays in your show.
I put on full-blown plays. Like, me and Troy would have full-on conversations. Yeah. I'd talk to the wall. I'd go back and forth. Who knows? Maybe I still do this stuff. I don't know. I have never known if it was, like, normal or not, though. You know?
I was always a big daydreamer in the shower. Like, real-life stuff, but, like, fantasy stuff.
Like, when you get into... a fight with somebody, right? And then you go in the shower after and you think about all the things you could have said.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you like play it
big
out.
Big time shower thinker.
Yeah, big time shower thinker, fantasy actor out or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like you said, we were skeptical on the show at first, but we both watched it. And, you know, there's four episodes out now because Disney Plus just wants us to pull all our hair out because it's not like it was all released at one time. It's still once a week. And it is so much better than we expected. The characters are great. The actors are great. Like, they're all super talented kids. They're all really, really great. And it's just so funny because everybody's like had the same reaction, right? Like, after the first episode came out, my sister texted me and was like, why was High School Musical, the musical, the series so good? Like, mm-hmm. why is this a good show? Because it's really good, and I want to watch the episode again. I almost watched 1 to 4 again this week just because I was bored and was like, I want to watch it again.
Right. It's it's good. There's no other way to put it. It's good. I remember when you told me you were going to watch, I was like, fuck that. I'm not watching. I stand with Troy and Gabriella. And then...
I stand with Troy and Gabriella.
When Disney Plus finally was released...
Yeah.
I had to click play the first night. The first night. You watched it in the morning.
Yeah.
The first, like, as soon as Disney Plus was released. So good. I went home at night and I watched it. And immediately after the first episode, we're hooked. I don't want to give away what has happened so far because I feel like for the people listening, this is more of a PSA to start watching rather than a recap.
Frankie Borelli, we had a great conversation with him in the office because he started watching with his girlfriend and they were both blown away at how good it was also.
And he said he shed a few tears,
which we all did. Fourth episode, I texted you. I was like, why am I crying? I was on the LIRR. I was like, why am I crying right now watching this episode of High School Musical, the musical, the series?
I won't do any spoilers, but if you're Team EJ, you need a check.
Yeah.
You need to be checked.
Big time.
Big time.
I love Ricky.
Team Ricky all the way.
Love him. Also, when we were going to Miami, we like coordinated so that we could watch the second episode like on our respective iPads. We just like pressed play at the same time. The song, which, of course, obviously, you can stream the music from High School Musical, the musical, the series.
This is not an ad for High School Musical, the musical, the series, by the way.
It's not, but it is the song that NeNe and, what's the cousin's name? EJ's cousin, who I don't remember
Mrs.
her
Darbus.
Name. Yeah.
That's who she plays. I can't remember her name.
Let's see. Ashlyn. Duh. Okay. The song that NeNe and Ashlyn sing in episode 2 is so good. It's unbelievable.
So good.
Like, I was making you listen to that while we were in Miami, like, getting ready. I was like, we got to play this song.
They are amazing singers, everybody in the cast. And when they play the old High School Musical songs, you think that you're not going to like it. Once again, you think that you're not going to like it because of the old High School Musical and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? When you hear these songs and they just resonate with you as hard as they do, you're going to cry. Just like when, you know, spoiler, skip this part if you haven't listened, when Ricky finds out his parents.
You know,
you cry.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
And now we have to wait. Which is we have been so spoiled with Netflix and Hulu and all of these streaming services because we used to just be able to binge everything. But before that, we weren't able to binge anything. We'd have to watch shows week to week.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was. And that's what we learned to do. And then all of a sudden we got spoiled. And now all of a sudden it's like they're taking it back because with Disney Plus now, there's a lot of shows that come out week to week.
The Mandalorian,
High School Musical, musical series. And then with Apple Plus, which is the morning show with Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell, I've been watching. I really, really, really enjoy it. That's another show now. Yeah. I have to wait each week to watch it. And it's killing me.
I get so torn of what I like more, though.
This is what happened with The Righteous Gemstones. So I was watching it week to week. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop watching this. And then when all of the episodes are out, I'm going to have something to binge. Because now I have too many shows I'm watching week to week and I have nothing to binge. So that's what I did over the past weekend. I finally binged all of the Righteous Gemstones episodes.
Yeah.
And that felt great. But then I felt lonely again because I'm running out of shows.
I did the same thing. I said the same thing about The Mandalorian that I haven't watched yet because I want to binge it. But there's like a... There's something to each one, right? Like binging, you do it so fast and it's so great, but it's over so quickly that it's like you just watch it so fast, now it's done. Like High School Musical, the musical, the series, every Friday, I get so amped for a new episode.
And then which is like so sad when it's over.
Yeah, but it just drags, not drags, but it just like extends the enjoyment period, you know? Mm-hmm. Like if it all came out in one day and we watched this in like 2 days, it would just be like, it would be great and we'd hype it up, we'd talk about it, but it would just be over.
Well, you know what? Maybe if they started doing, this sounds really sassy of me, but you know, looking back at the old Disney Channel shows, Sweet Life, Zack and Cody, Hannah Montana, all of those shows had 30 episodes season.
Right.
What happened to those days?
Yeah.
We used to get a new episode of, remember? Like, yeah. We actually used to get a new episode of Sweet Life, Zack and Cody and Hannah Montana and That's a Raven every week for like 30 weeks straight.
Yeah. And it's because they, right, like you, when I looked back at some of the shows on Disney Plus, it was like, wow, this show only had like 2 or 3 seasons. It's kind of like, that doesn't make any sense, but they had so many episodes and now it just like doesn't exist as much. Like, I bet you, I don't know if we even know how many episodes High School Musical, the musical, the series is going to be.
If it's a 10 episode thing.
Oh, I will be so pissed.
So pissed, which I feel like is going to happen because with shows nowadays,
but they're
binge
only
watching
half
shows,
hours.
They make, I know that's the problem, but they make shows now only 10 episodes, like Succession is 10 episodes per season, which people love because it's an hour long. So I understand that. And you know, the
hour
thing with
long shows I can do because they really go like an hour and they're long. The half hour one, give me 20 episodes.
Need 20 episodes. Yeah. Or at least 15. Just don't cheap out on us with 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Because then you did a lazy job and maybe I won't like the show as much, like, which is a lie because it's really good.
No, if episode 10 is already when we're at them putting on the production of High School Musical, I'll be sad. But we're already going to be on 5 and it does not seem like they're very close. So maybe it will be longer.
And what are you thinking about a season 2? Like once
Season 2 is already signed. They've already signed a deal for season 2. But see, we are getting a season 2.
Once they reach the...
Once they put on the production?
What's next? What's the next play? Well, musical 2?
Let's hope season 1 doesn't end before they actually put the play on.
Ugh, God.
I would be so pissed.
I can't with the cliffhangers.
I can't imagine if that happens.
Cannot deal with the cliffhangers.
Yeah, no, I would actually be devastated if they did that.
That was like one of the episodes ended with one of the biggest cliffhangers with the phone. Once again, I don't want to spoil it, but
the
these
phone
episodes
drama.
Hang on cliffhangers.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, and it's tough.
But you know what? Maybe they'll just do it the same kind of structure as High School Musical, like the movies. You know, season 2 can be summer. Who knows what's going on? What's up?
Oh well,
maybe
seniors.
There won't be a show. Yeah. Well, EJ is a senior,
and Nene, right?
No, Nene's a junior. Nene and Ricky are juniors.
Okay, so we have at least
and Gina is a sophomore.
Oh my God, so we have at least one more or two more years with them.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
EJ, he can get the fuck out of here because EJ's like, a replaceable character
like
that at some point he's gonna graduate.
He's gonna graduate and there'll be a whole new crop of kids, younger kids come in when they reach like the senior year season.
Right, maybe
which
we'll
could
get
be next season.
We'll get like a transfer student.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
For the senior, because we can't have them dating 9th graders.
No, 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 no.
That would be bizarre.
No. But it'll, who knows? I mean, like I said, they could also just kind of tie it into that movies too. Although I don't know if they'll all be like working at a country club in the summer of their, for the summer.
Or like, would they be putting on High School Musical the 2 as a play?
Oh.
You know, that's never been done before.
Yeah. Something to think about.
Something to think about. You know what also is something to think about? How Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure really didn't do well.
That was a really bad movie.
It was a really bad movie.
That was a really bad movie.
Had potential. She got the spinoff. We should have had a Gabriella and Troy alone spinoff.
I love Austin Butler.
I guess that would have just been High School Musical.
Wasn't Austin Butler in that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Austin Butler is going to play Elvis, but he's also... I just saw a trailer for him in another movie. I forget which one it was. And I was like, this guy's popping up all over the place. Thank God. The last we've seen of him, Sebastian, the Carrie Diaries.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
And now he's going to play Elvis. And the girl who's in Elvis with him, who is playing...
Priscilla?
I don't know if it's Priscilla. It's got to be, right?
Are you asking me if that's how you pronounce it? Or
No, I'm just...
Well, it wouldn't be Brody Jenner's mom.
No, no, no. It definitely wouldn't. But I'm trying to think if this is...
There was only two prominent ladies in his life, apparently. One of them being
I just remember seeing... one of the girls from The Society who's in the Netflix show, The Society. Mm-hmm. I saw her taking pictures with Austin Butler, and it was just like Olivia DeJong is her name, maybe? DeJong is going to be my guess.
Let me look.
And, oh yeah, she is playing
Priscilla. Like DeJong Mustard?
D-E, capital J-O-N-G-E.
D-E...
J O N G E.
Oh, DeJong.
That would be my guess.
DeJong.
That would, yeah, yeah.
Because of the G at the end, it could be DeJong.
Yeah, who knows?
DeJong, I mean.
Who knows? But she is playing Priscilla. I liked her in The Society. Yes, she is.
Wow. Damn, Lana Del Rey really missed out on her part. Apparently, Lana Del Rey really wanted to play, obviously, because that's like...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but her with Austin Butler would have been weird.
I think that Lana Del Rey is too powerful to be playing...
I think Baz Luhrmann also went with a much, like, younger vibe, you know? Like, yeah. Austin Butler looks very young. Olivia is...
I feel like this girl looks nothing like Priscilla.
Olivia is
okay.
21 years old, so... I don't think that's necessarily true. Look at these two pictures next to each other.
Oh, okay.
It's there.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do. But when I become a star, we'll be living so large. I'll do anything for you. So tell me, girl, what to say. As you've probably seen before on Instagram or on social media, Jason Derulo posted a picture in his underwear where you can definitely see what's going on. The underwear looks great. I don't know if it's Tommy John. I don't know what it is, but I do know that Tommy John is personally my favorite underwear on a guy and for myself.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Got to talk about Jason Derulo's Instagram picture being removed. The Anaconda one, we all know what one we're talking about, where you could see Jason Derulo's dick print. You can't see his dick, but you could see his dick print.
A tragedy. A true tragedy. So he posted on his Instagram the screenshot of the Instagram notification, like your post goes against our community guidelines, post removed for nudity or sexual activity. So he posted that, and then if you swipe to the next photo, it's the same picture over again. And he wrote... Fuck you mean? I have underwear on. I can't help my size. ...
I love how confident Jason Derulo is in his dick.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
I mean, if you're taking pictures like that and you publicly post it, you want people looking at it. So yeah, he's probably pissed that Instagram took it down.
Yeah. I think that there's a difference between like Jason Derulo, who posts a picture in his underwear. You could see it very clearly. He knows you could see it. Everyone's aware. But the proof is there.
You know what's also very funny? Now that I'm just looking at Jason Derulo's Instagram a little bit more, there are some photos that he just airbrushes the heck out of him. Like, look at this picture of his face.
I mean, he facetuned that. Like, look at his eyes.
Look at this one. Look at this one with the koala. If you guys just go check out his Instagram for a second. You'll laugh at the airbrushing that is going on. But you know what? Instagram's very weird with their community guidelines. Like, sometimes things get taken down that you're like, why did that happen? Sometimes you're like, that should be taken down. Why is it still up?
Why can girls pose half naked?
Yeah.
Where you basically see everything, right. And Jason Derulo's dick print gets taken down.
Their guidelines are vague.
I'd also like
there's the whole nipple argument. You know, it's like,
you can't show nipple, but you kind of can.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows? I wanted to add, though, talking about how the proof is there with mm-hmm. Jason Derulo, there's one person that always comes to mind with this. It's Big Sean.
Yeah.
Right? Big Sean, I feel like, is a guy who like wants you to think his dick is really big. You know, one of his
name
one
is
of his
literally Big Sean.
Yeah, Big Sean. Yep. One of his, and he's little. And one of his lyrics that comes to my mind, he's like, I wear a bulletproof condom and I still need to pull out. And it's just all these lines about how his dick is big and all this shit and all his raps. Just like, post a picture like Jason Derulo,
right.
So we could see. You know, give us a hint.
If it really was, if that was really what was going on, you would have no problem pulling a Jason Derulo.
Right. Now, I'm not saying everyone should get out there and do that because I don't want that.
No, no, no.
But I'm just saying.
I mean, this
at
is
least
like
the proof is there with Jason Derulo.
Right. And this is, I mean, tie back to season 3 of Love Island. Chris apparently had a huge dick and had no problem telling everybody about it. I think everybody in the cast got to see it.
Everybody
it seemed like he
cast.
Showed it to everybody.
But if you do have a huge dick and you tell everyone you have a huge dick, you have to kind of expect people to
step up to the plate.
Yeah, you kind of have to expect people to be like, all right, dude, show us.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
You know, like, he was running around the house telling everyone he had a huge dick.
He was.
So you can't blame the guys for being like, all right, pull down your pants, Chris. Jason Momoa and Chris Pratt fighting.
They got into the nicest fight of all time. Chris Pratt posted on Instagram, it was an ad for Amazon or something, workout stuff. And he was holding a, you know, this plastic water bottle that was, you know, kind of full, kind of not. And Jason Momoa commented like, hey man, I love you, but like, what's up with the one-use water bottles? Come on, like, get a reusable one. And he said it in the nicest way possible. And Chris Pratt came back with another like super nice comment, like, Aquaman, like, so sorry. Like, I get nervous on set and I don't know what to do with my hands. So they gave this to me to hold. Like, I always have my reusable water. Like, don't want to ruin Atlantis or whatever, you know, make a lot of Aquaman references. And it just went back to being just nice after nice. Then Jason Momoa posted a full-blown post of him, Chris Pratt, and his kids being like, bro, you know my children and I are madly in love with you and I love everything you do. I'm sorry this was received so badly today. I didn't mean for that to happen. I'm just very passionate about this single-use plastic epidemic. The plastic water bottles have to stop. I hope you make a reusable water bottle for Amazon so we can all purchase. You're an inspiration to many. I'm one of them. I'll send you a case of... maybe that's his water. I don't know. Mananalu.
Maybe.
All my aloha, da Momoas.
You know what? See, this is why I'm using my Friday Energy water bottle right now because of Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Like, I am not going to disappoint Jason Momoa.
And Jason Momoa just telling another big star in truly the nicest way possible, because Jason Momoa, like, is just the sweetest man on planet Earth, to be like, hey, look out for the Earth. You don't need to be holding that plastic water bottle in your Amazon ad.
Jason Momoa is really creeping to the top of my favorites.
And he just seems like such an amazing person.
I really want to meet him. I'm going to end it on that note. Okay. I really want to meet Jason Momoa.
Tell me.
have a great interview with Noah Cyrus coming up where she talks about how she is an advocate for mental health and she wants people to make sure that they worry about their mental health, take care of their mental health. And a great way to do that is with Noom. Because guys, getting in shape is not just about losing weight or worrying about your physical appearance. It's about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself, whether that's more stamina to keep up with your busy life or just being more in tune with your body's needs and practicing more self-care. Noom helps you set specific goals you want to achieve or have achieved with Noom, which, like we just said, is not just about losing weight. They have great ways to better your self-care, feeling confident, getting more energy, or just having an overall goal, or more psychological things like making healthy choices, better mood, controlling your stress or anxiety. Maybe your diet is something that you've worried about. Even social things too, like not staying at home all the time, going out, learning to resist temptations, being comfortable in social environments, or trusting your ability to make good choices. Noom can help you break bad habits that you thought you couldn't before because you're able to interact with a goal specialist and other Noom members. Plus, guys, it's a super easy way to do this because it is just on an app. So obviously, anything that is on an app just makes things way easier. Noom is a habit-changing solution that is based in psychology. So Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and arms you with the tools to break the bad habits and replace them with better ones. They say it's based on a cognitive behavioral approach. We say it works. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. Noom teaches moderation and can be used in conjunction with many pre-existing or popular diets if you want. One of the biggest and most accurate food databases available that lets you track meal habits, visualize portion sizes, and see calorie density at a glance. We're all strapped for time, which is why Noom just asks you to commit 10 minutes a day for yourself. If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. Chat with your goal specialist and Noom community to get and give help to people going through the same things. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/chicks. Visit Noom.com/chicks to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/chicks.
We are here with a platinum-selling recording artist, Noah Cyrus. We are excited to have you here.
We always like to go with the flashiest.
Yeah, that
the
was
flashiest
a big intro.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's good? How you doing?
We're great. We're so excited to have you here. We've been fans for a long time.
Oh, thank you.
And this is so cool.
I'm excited to be here. Yeah. Thank you.
So last night you performed your song July with Leon Bridges, right? How was that?
That was like a dream come true. I mean, to be able to perform with Leon Bridges, he's amazing.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it's cool to like look up to somebody and then be on a stage with them.
Yeah.
And it's like a surreal feeling. So
how did that collaboration kind of come about?
I mean, there were only so many people you can kind of think to be on like a song like July. Yeah. And, you know, obviously I'm going to set my goals high. And
yeah,
like I was, you know, a fan of Leon, and Leon's actually at Columbia. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just asked for them to reach out, and I was like, long shot, but maybe, you know, and he was on it, you know, the next week, and that was really cool. And he wrote a new part, which was a surprise whenever I got the demo back, and I loved it so much. You know, that must really mean something, that if he connected to it that deep, where he actually was able to think of a new idea and something actually inspired him from the song. And so that was cool to know that, like, you know, he actually wanted to write a new verse because he like connected to it. Like, where I feel like if, you know, you just hop on a song and you're like, you just sing the part.
The same,
And, you know, so that, I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool how they did that, or how Leon did that, and how, like, I don't know, that new part was just so special. So, you know, to be able to do it with him for the first time in person, that was cool too.
Yeah, very.
Well, the song is great.
Thank you. We love it.
And what was that, because you said they obviously reached out to him. What was that initial reaction like when you found out that he said yes?
I was in shock for a second. I was like, no way. Like, it was like kind of like a no way thing. And like, I was just like, I don't know, fangirling. fangirling for a second, I think. But I'm bad at showing emotion. Yes. Like, yay. Yeah, yeah. But I mean it.
On the inside, yeah. I'm freaking out, I swear.
I'm crying. But yeah, that was just, I don't
know. Yeah, it's
it was
awesome.
Just cool. It was just dope. So I don't know, it'd be like one of my other favorite artists being like, let me hop on a song.
Right.
You know, just somebody that you like have listened to for a while. And
yeah, definitely. And July is a beautiful song. And I feel that way, like, listening to a lot of your music, because you're a very emotional singer, which
I'm an emotional gal.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to talk to you about, like, just your songwriting process, I guess, because I listen to your music, I'm like, wow, like, she's either going through it or like something's going on, because it's usually very raw. Yeah. It. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm definitely going through it, as like is everybody in this room at times, you know, but like, yeah, I definitely put like a lot of truth behind my lyrics, because I feel like I literally can't write a song for the life of me unless there is like, I'm relating to it. Like, if I don't understand why I'm writing a song, then I can't. I'll just sit there in silence and, like, go on my phone. And, like, I can't write a song.
Yeah.
But, like, if there's a reason why I'm writing a song, or, like, if in conversation someone I'm writing a song with and I relate on something and that brings up a topic, and that topic brings up, like, all of these, like, things that we've both related to, then that makes it so easy to write a song, because you're, like, bouncing off. Everybody in this room could relate right now if we want to, you know?
Yeah.
So it's cool to, like, find those ways you relate to other people. Yeah. And that's what's cool. And that's how you make, like, a... I feel like July is like a universal record, because like no matter who listens to it, I feel like they can relate in one way or another of sometimes feeling like they're not good enough for people. And that's what July is about, is like being manipulated to the point of feeling like you are nothing without this person that you're with. And that definitely was me at one point. And so I don't know. Yeah, I feel like it's just difficult for me to write a song like without having truth behind it, because I don't know where to go. You know, I'll just like get bored, and then I'm not writing. Yeah. I'm not writing music.
Yeah,
right. What was it like? Because obviously you started writing music and singing years ago, but I feel like every artist needs to find their sound.
Yeah.
What was that like for you initially trying to find where you're at as a singer?
I'm always trying to find where I'm at, but like, I mean, just to a point where, like, I don't want to leave the studio, like, second-guessing myself anymore. And I think it just took me, like, finally smiling after writing a few songs, where that was so abnormal. Where, like, with Make Me Cry, I was happy. And, again, I was happy. And even writing Live or Die, I was happy. And some of my album, even though that album's about, like, a really dark time in my life, the Good Cry EP, it's not an album, but was it an EP or an album? It was an EP.
Yeah.
It was a big EP, let me say.
Yeah.
But yeah, the EP, like, I don't know. It was just, I related to it, but there were more songs that I related to more than others. And there were definitely parts in my little career that I'd had so far, my 3-year career of music. But like, I would say, like, there were definitely some times when I was putting out music that I did not connect to in any way, and this was kind of turned into a business standpoint, where I felt not comfortable putting this music out, but I almost felt like I had to, because I felt like everything from behind the scenes was kind of pushing me to make that idea, and I felt like I had no control over that. So it just took me kind of growing up a little. Also, I was mentally unhealthy for the past year, and I couldn't put any music out because I didn't feel confident enough, and I didn't want to like be in front of anybody. Like, I wasn't able to go see my dad perform at the VMAs with Nas. Like, there was so much keeping me from my life up until recently that like made it hard to also put out music. So I also just took a big break, and it was about 11 months almost where I just kind of took care of my mental health, you know, got in control of my life, got in control of like my voice. I had to get vocal surgery in December. Like, I just had so much stuff that like I needed to get out of the way before I actually felt like I could find my sound in music, because I felt really lost in music, because I felt like I was lost control of my actual life, personal life, and then that goes into my work life. And I felt like I was also losing a bit of control of my actual work life, like my songs I was putting out or my image that, you know, people wanted to create or, you know, anything. I just wanted to be me in my like sweatpants and my beanie in the corner. And I just needed to figure out who that was. And I'm still figuring that out every day. And I think musically, I'll always experiment with different sounds. But I think the one thing I always stay true to is my lyrics, because they are so raw and honest. And so maybe I'll change up the sound a little bit and work with London on the track like I just did, and then do a song with Leon Bridges and then, you know, Labyrinth and all these people that I love working with, because I just make the music that I make and I just love making it. So like sound and everything like that can change.
And you talk about how important your mental health is to you. You have a collection, the Lonely Connect, the Lonely Collection, which is in collaboration with the Crystal Campaign for World Mental Health Day. Can you talk to us about that and what that's for, and
so
why you're so passionate about it?
The Crystal Campaign and I, we teamed up with Jed Foundation and we made the Lonely Collection, and proceeds go to the Jed Foundation. Jed Foundation, they like to raise awareness that mental health is just as big a topic as physical health. We're kind of in a crucial state right now where, like, we're at the highest point of rates for teen suicide, and there's, if you go on the internet, there's stories after stories and newsletters that I get every single day about a kid getting bullied in school, or there's so much like hate going on in the world that's causing so much pain and loneliness. And that's why I wanted to team up with Jed Foundation, because I definitely have had my share of depression and anxiety, and I'm right there with the rest of the world that's feeling this, and they're not alone. And I just want to be able to use my, like my grandfather always said to me, like, use your power for good and not evil. Even when I was a kid, he would also say that to me about like my anxiety. He would say, like, use it for good and not evil. So like for me, I just want to only use my platform to like help people feel like they're not alone, because like I'm not the smartest cookie out there. So like I can only like sing and try to help people like love people and try, you know, and try to help them or prevent them from going through what I've been through if they're younger from me, and if they're older, like be there with them and try to help as much as I can. And so that's what I plan to do with like my music. I don't know, that's just why I want to make the most honest stuff that I can make, because I want to be able to help people with that.
And I admire you for doing that, because you see some singers and they're just doing it strictly for work, strictly to get that fame. But for you, you're doing it on a platform and helping people. And it's tied to your song, Lonely, which is the Lonely Collection. And did you always want to name it the Lonely Collection based off that song? Or
well, we kind of did the song. I had already put the song out by the time I met the Crystal Campaign guys and we teamed up. So it kind of was just perfect timing. And they're amazing. I actually became really good friends with them. And the stuff that they're doing is incredible. And you guys should actually check them out. They're really dope, because they just want to help. And they're coming up with all these cool new apps and websites and shit to help people. And it's such a cool thing that there's like young college students. They're college students that made this incredible website. And there's so many young people. Like, I just feel like our generation just understands mental health and more than the older generations, because this is becoming more and more of an issue. And that's why, you know, it's great to see that our generation is taking control of it and doing the things they need to do to help everybody.
Like, two college kids relates to all of us, because you know, we're around that age, and you just feel like you're not alone.
It's just amazing to see like these young guys spend their time working on a website that helps mental health and people with depression and anxiety. And it's just cool to see that there are people out there that want to help other people as much as like
definitely. And it's been, there's been so much going on with you. Now also your dad was just nominated for multiple Grammys, Old Town Road. How did you know that song was going to blow up as much as it did?
I had a good feeling. I mean, I actually didn't really understand how things blew up on TikTok yet?
Yeah.
It was TikTok.
TikTok
like,
is so confusing.
TikTok or Triller? I don't know. I'm like really bad with that stuff. So like, I didn't understand that that is such an big platform. Like that, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So like, but then whenever I don't know, they put out, I have actually a version of just my dad singing it on my phone. So like, that's like my special treat. Yeah. Whenever I want to hear my dad sing Wrangler on my booty, I can just put on my dad's version of Old Town Road as a joke. But he put it out and I was in Bali whenever they put it out and they dropped it. And I was just watching because it came out ahead of time for me.
Yeah.
So I was just watching it climb. And I started getting texts from all my friends. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I didn't know that it was like going to be that insane. I had a good feeling it was going to be big, but I didn't know it was going to be the most played song ever in the entire world for 19 weeks or number one, you know?
Yeah.
It's just insane. Amazing. So it's awesome to see my dad doing that. And Nas growing as an artist every day. He just cleaned house at AMAs and he just... he's just amazing, bro. And it's cool because I met him right when he started and I got to become friends with him. So it's cool to see him grow as an artist and a performer and start to see him make his music apart from Old Town Road. Because now I want to hear Nas. Like, want to hear Nas. And I love my dad, but like, I'm ready to hear like Nas's moment. Yeah. Like, I'm here for Nas and like want him to win forever. I think he's awesome. And I fucking love him.
Yeah. I think that Old Town Road is great because, you know, we loved it, but then even my dad was like, I love this song because it just has a mixture of like all different generations. Because like your dad is in it, Lil Nas X, who's completely new, is in it. It was great.
Yeah.
Well, I think that wraps it up.
Dope.
And
thank you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. What can we look forward to coming from you?
Ooh. Definitely, I always say this, I'm like an album and I still haven't put out an album, but I definitely am going to have an album next year. I'm excited for it. Going on tour next year and it's going to be a good year, but definitely more music.
You'll
I take a break for 2 seconds during Christmas and eat. But yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll collaborate with any of your family members?
Maybe one day in my life.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Never say never.
Right. Definitely. Of course.
All right. Yeah. Well, that wraps it up. Thank you so much for joining us. Everybody, check out your new single, July, with Leon Bridges. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, that wraps up today's episode. We hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Remember, we have the Christmas sweaters on sale in our store. We have our tie-dye hoodies in smalls. I think that they're sold out in the other sizes. And then we have the cropped hoodies, the hats. Make sure you guys go check them out. And we hope you have a fantastic weekend.
cherubim, seraphim soon. Come see.